What? You know what? I need a drink first.
Yeah, we have that.
Take a sip.
Yeah.
Get yourself organized.
Well,
we got a show to do. We got a really big show tonight.
All right. So I'm going to start this one off. This is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
And he is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
You're a dick.
Oh, I'm Mick, by the way.
Yeah, that is Mick from Nonsense Inc.
Yeah.
So, Mick just got back from traveling.
I did.
And I said, hey, we're going to record tonight? He said, no. And I looked at him. And apparently there was something of my mother in my look where he said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And however, this is going to be a surprise topic for me this
evening.
Yeah,
I've got him right up here.
Yeah, so I came up with the...
Camera's not picking him up, which is good, because I write really, really, really fucking small.
Why is this not... Okay.
Did you get your thing going?
No, it was, but it stopped.
But it's not now?
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck it.
No, get her
no, going. No, it literally said storage full. So, I mean, that's my bad. Anyhow, so I came up with a history.
Grab that. Let me see it. You keep talking.
No, it said storage was full.
I know. Get it. Just let me see it. I got to be that guy.
My cord is only so fucking long. It's only my last girlfriend.
Ah, thank you.
Hey, you fuck with it.
I'm gonna.
It's not gonna work. You're gonna find my porn, and that's okay. So, in 1873,
the Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Well, they might.
All right.
Charles Walgreen was born. Can you guess what he did?
He started a pharmacy.
He did. And can you guess what that turned into today?
A chain of shoe outlets?
Pharmacy Wars.
I guess that makes sense.
Every other corner, there's a CVS and a Walgreens. But Walgreens was there first, bitches.
Yeah, but the Waltons have all the money.
Yeah, but they had a TV show to start them off. I'm not wrong. So in 1940, can you guess who was born?
1940?
Yeah.
Oh, so Mick Jagger was 60 by then.
You're on the right track though.
Oh shit.
You really are.
1940. Who was born? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. He was shot.
John Lennon.
Oh, snap. Really? And I just said, oh, snap. I'm sorry for that. I apologize.
You don't apologize.
No, I really do. That was like a 24-year-old. But no, yeah. John Lennon was born.
Today,
in 1940.
Damn.
Yeah. Can you guess who else was born?
Well, I'm...
It's my favorite time traveler.
I'm one for one.
It's my favorite time traveler. You got to stretch for this one.
With a B. It is with a B, isn't it?
Could be. Could be.
Just tell them.
Scott Bakula.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Quantum Leap. And he was, I mean, and if you're not our age, you're not going to get it, but, like, he was the shit.
That was a really good show. That really was a good show.
So we're going to move on to deaths.
Okay.
On this day in history, in 1967...
Okay.
Che Guevara.
Guevara.
I'm going to use the Spanish pronunciation there.
Okay. Well, I was saying how he pronounced it. I'm just giving you shit, man.
Guevara! No, that was horrible. Don't repeat that.
No, it was horrible because you yelled into the microphone.
Yeah. So, he was executed on this day, actually.
But it's still a death.
Yeah. I mean, but the execution was historically significant.
Swift and painful. I'm sure. I don't know how they execute him.
You know, I don't know anything other than the t-shirts and the...
See, I would have looked that up. I'm just giving you shit.
I was working on it, but then I found something even more significant that I thought was. Okay. Anyhow. But I'm a stupid white guy, so... in 1974, Oscar Schindler passed away.
Really?
Yeah. The dude. They made a movie about him.
No, they made a movie about...
His list.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in 2014, Jan Hooks passed away.
I'm not sure about that. Who was it? Who was they?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Yeah. She was an amazing comedian, actress, like, super funny. It's unfortunate. And now we come to events.
Fire when ready.
All right. In 1936, the Hoover Dam first produced electricity. It's kind of cool, right?
That's outstanding. I go to Vegas a lot, and a lot of the times when I'm flying in, I get to look at the Hoover Dam.
Is it lit up at night?
No, not that I can see.
So you don't get to look at it?
Yeah, but I don't... I usually fly in like, early morning.
Oh, so you get to see it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, so you look at it.
I look at it, yes. I look at it, yeah.
But, however...
Unfortunately, this camera can't see me rolling my eyes, but...
No, it's great that it can't see you rolling your eyes. And then, in 1969, the Chicago 8, who started a protest against Vietnam...
Okay.
The National Guard was rolled into Chicago to stop them. And at that point, it was like 1,500 people.
Really?
Protesting, yeah. Crazy, crazy thing. Look it up. But this is the point where I made my mistake in my show notes.
Okay. What was...
I missed an event that is very near and dear to me. In 1919... On October 9th, do you know what happened?
October 9th, 1919.
You should. And you should know this better than I do.
October 9th, 1919. Give me hints here. I'm drawing a
blank. Out. He doesn't have shoes.
The Black Sox scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Black Sox scandal, they threw the World Series.
Correct. And they were no longer... Most of them were acquitted. Because it was a big deal.
Except for... Shoeless Joe.
Yeah. But they were excluded from baseball forevermore. So, I mean, that...
Much like
that
Pete
was,
Rose. Much like Pete Rose, who unfortunately...
Correct. For all his accomplishments, is no longer allowed.
For now, we're holding out hope.
Is there an appeal?
There's always going to be appeals.
Yeah, but this is
I know.
But no, like this one, I actually knew about, and it popped up after I was going through to look up something else, and I was like, oh, I have to include that.
Yeah, no, that was a really, really good inclusion.
Okay, so now on to the topic, what don't I know about? Because this is probably going to be horrible.
Oh, shit, what you don't know can fill a book, so we're going to take a break.
What I know can fill several books.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing, but what you don't know could fill a book. Anyway, so we're going to take a break here.
All right.
And we'll come back and we'll start doing topics.
Bye.
So, well,
it's not recording right now, by the way.
What's not? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I'll prove it to you later on.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. So, okay. So, first question of the evening.
Oh, joy.
And I say evening, I mean, it's 11 o'clock.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. We're not going to be doing this too much longer. So, when did you recognize yourself as an adult? Like, what was the one thing that...
that one's easy. When I first got my own apartment.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And then the second time I got my actual own apartment.
You recognize yourself as an adult.
Yeah, twice.
Fair enough.
No, I moved in with a girlfriend, and that didn't work out, obviously.
Right.
But beyond that, when I first moved into my very, very, very own apartment, that was it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Understandable. Mine was when I realized that what my parents told me, they were fucking right.
Oh.
Like, not just a few things.
No, dead on every time. Yeah.
Fucking everything.
No, that makes sense.
They told me was right.
Yeah, every time they told you to pick up your room, you realized at that point, you're like, no, now I have to do this on a scale of 10.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was, you know, mom and dad, they have experience.
Yeah. Right? But and you're so young enough to know that, like, oh, I know more than they do.
Well, yeah. Yeah, until I didn't.
Yeah. And once you didn't.
But I was, I mean, was, am, I am a stubborn prick. So, okay, so here's the thing. So, I'm a stubborn prick. And
I just want to hear you say that one more time, please.
Well, I say it about every day. I'm a stubborn prick. Right? So, with that being said, we've got, you know, things that people tell us that we need to hear, but we don't necessarily want to hear. And when it's mom and dad, it's like, I didn't listen to
sacrosanct.
It.
Sacrosanct.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it because it was them that was saying it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. If that makes sense. You know, I wasn't like a rebellious teenager. I didn't, you know, I wasn't a goth kid or I didn't, I was just a stubborn prick. So when I got older, and
wait, that happened,
and yeah, you know, time passes, things and stuff,
they change.
Yes, and so as I got older, and oh, you're a nerd, got XP. The look on your face is beautiful. I mean, you're ugly as fuck, but the look the look is beautiful. As I got older and I gained experience.
Okay, yeah.
No, as I became more experienced as a human being.
Yeah.
On this flat thing we call an Earth. Oh, you didn't laugh at that one, huh?
No, I did not laugh. There are people who think that. Why would you propagate that?
No, they don't think it. They know it. Because
they're fucking wrong.
They're stubborn pricks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All the way full circle. fuck.
Yep. Anyway, so as I get older, and
you thought that one out.
No, that actually just came to me.
No, you thought that one out.
No, I didn't. I did not.
No, take credit.
It's not on the board. Okay, now it's really not on the board. No, but so as I got older and started experiencing things more, and seeing life how it is, seeing the world, right, and seeing the country as well, meeting new people and whatnot, thinking back, yeah, Mom and Dad hit the nail right on the head. Like, they did. And when I realized that, I was just like, damn, you know what? I'm now an adult. It wasn't just doing adulting things, because I was doing adulting things when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was ironing, I was cooking, I was cleaning, I was, you know, doing household chores without being asked, you know, I was keeping shit squared away, but that didn't make me an adult. When I was an adult, I felt that I had now attained this level of, attained this level of experience that now I can impart on somebody who is younger than myself or less experienced than myself.
Right.
And that's kind of when I felt that I was an adult.
Okay, so I'm gonna rephrase my answer. Is that an option? I guess. Mm-hmm. And this is a no. This isn't no, not. So I'm gonna say that I became an adult male.
I hope so.
When my father passed away.
Okay.
Because at that point, you start looking at all those lessons that were imparted to you. And you really, really start to really look at those lessons, and you're just like, yeah, yeah, yep, yep. Okay, yeah. I understand now.
Stuff that you took for granted.
Right, yeah. And
not thinking that he was going to go so soon.
Right. And so, I mean, it's tough, but like, at that point, you really gotta take a look and say, okay, I've been doing all of this adulting, like you said, like, that's what I took for being an adult at that point in my life.
Right.
Which, like, paying rent, paying insurance, you know, doing the things, you know, cleaning your house, doing your dishes, like. But then when that figure is no longer here, when you can no longer ask advice.
And then you really are the man of the house. And you really are on your own. It's not him going to work and saying, all right, Christopher, you're the man of the house.
Right.
Until I get back. Right. But now,
when you actually have to do the things that, like, you really have to look at the lessons and say, okay, this is how I'm going to live my life. And it's hard. It's really difficult to go, okay, so what I thought was being adult is just play games. And now I actually have to do this because, you know, I have to.
You have that void that needs to be filled, not just for your sake, but it needs to be filled because...
Well, very much for your sake, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, for your sake, but not for the sake of being fulfilled, but...
Right. Like, you're like, oh, you know, I have an apartment, and I can still do this and fuck off and whatever, and it'll be okay, but now it's totally on you.
Right, exactly. No, I...
Like... Okay, so that's not so funny.
No, we don't have to be funny. We can be serious and make a point, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because I mean, shit happens, and you...
Well, life happens.
Yeah, life happens, yeah. Exactly.
And...
Well, life is shit, though.
And then you die from it.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, like, I mean, there are certain points in your life where you think, okay, yeah, yeah, I'm doing this. And then you look back on it 5 years, 10 years later, and you're like, oh, buddy.
So I know you said it a little bit earlier, but I don't remember offhand. How long has your father been gone?
It will be, let's see here, 9 years as of this past August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a hair over nine.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
it's weird.
I
like, there's not a day. It's,
I mean,
not
you're too young. Yeah. Like so I'm 38.
Right, I'm 36.
All right, my dad was born in 51. All right, and his father, my grandfather's still alive.
Right.
I mean, it's just strange.
Now, my grandfather is still alive.
No, I do know that. I do know that.
And my dad was born in, actually, a year under your dad, so like 52.
Okay, and so what weirds me out is when I was a kid, and we're going off topic. We're just kind of riffing here. So when I was a kid, my great-grandmother was, and when you're a kid, everybody's old. Everybody's old. I remember my mom was 500 when I was 7. My mom was 500.
We used to make jokes about my mom being the first person to have a brontosaurus burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
quite
that
possibly.
That was the joke.
Oh, your mom is old, though. And she could have. You better check that freezer. No, but like...
No, she can actually still get her driver's license online. So
yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah. For this time.
after this is
after
the last
this,
one.
This is the last
oh,
one.
Oh shit, we should throw a party.
Yeah.
Well, but no wait, drinking. No drinking.
No, let's wait for 2 years. Let's wait 2 years.
Why?
Because that's the deadline.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Well, no, yeah. No, but like so growing up, I knew my great-grandmother, and she was old. She died. She was 99. She was like a few weeks before 100 before she passed away.
She ever make you cut your own switch?
No. She was, as long as I knew her, she was in a bed or in, but it's weird because like long life runs on my dad's side of the family, and heart attacks and hypertension and shit run on my mom's side of the family. And here's where it gets weird. My sister and I are adopted, so it's like a fucked up situation.
What's your family history? Every medical form ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, it was just so weird to have my old, and like I said, when you're a kid, everybody's old. Like your parents are old.
Yeah.
And so my dad, he's fucking old, and he's talking to my grandpa, who's really fucking old. And when your grandpa, who's really fucking old, is talking to this woman in a hospital bed, and he's like, "Mom, how old do you fucking think
the
she
look
is?"
On your face,
like
when
I
you
was
said
just,
"Mom,"
I know. I was just like, how do you? I mean, I'm going to look at the camera here now, and I'll just be like, I mean, it was so strange. I don't know if the camera picked it up, but...
Okay, so I grew up with my great-grandmother.
What, in the same neighborhood? I grew up with my... I know what you're saying, just the way you put it. Like, I cannot ignore that.
Okay. I set you up for that one, but all right. So, Grandma Pearl grew up like 2 blocks away from her house when I was growing up.
Okay.
That's where she lived. And I was in my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
When she passed away. So that would have been 1996. Seven.
Sounds about right.
She was 91 years old.
Really?
And took a half mile walk every morning.
Okay.
To go get coffee. at the cafe.
No shit.
Like, yeah. Like, we'd just get up and go every morning at, like, 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock sometimes in the wintertime. Like, but every morning was always active, like, and she smoked like a fucking chimney.
Okay.
You know, the vagina slimes, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but she would come up with the craziest fucking shit. Like, she would look at you and say, "Hey, Mick, you want to play rabbit?"
I don't know. Maybe.
No. Do you want to play rabbit?
Sure, let's do it.
No, it took me, like, literally 10 minutes to finally say yes. Because I was like, "Grandma, I don't fucking know what rabbit is." And, I mean, I'm sure I knew those words at that point, but, like, that's paraphrasing.
I don't know
what it is, Grandma. I'm not going to play it. No, she'd say. "Do you want to play rabbit?" I'd say, "I don't know what that is." And finally, she just, like, pushed me over the edge. I'm like, "Fine. Yes, Grandma. I'll play rabbit. What is it?" She says, "Oh, shit. And you grab it. You still want to play rabbit?"
Wow. Wow, that is,
like, what do you say to that when you're, like, 12?
I don't know. Stranger danger?
Like, she knows that you understand exactly what she's saying, and she knows that you understand...
Right, right.
...that she knows that she understands what she's saying. Like,
but she knows that you know that you understand what she's saying as well.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Well, you know.
And she had several of those games that she played with us kids once we got a little bit older.
That is...
But you're also talking about a woman who was strong enough to, like, raise two kids through the Great Depression.
Well...
Like... Yeah.
Like my grandmother, I wouldn't fight her with a bat. Seriously, I wouldn't fight her with a bat.
And that's why...
She had a better beard than you shaved off.
So,
And that's the truth.
And that's one of the reasons I ask if you ever had to cut your own switch.
Yeah,
because it doesn't matter if you cut it thick
or No, we thin. Did it. We did it different in New York. They just grabbed whatever was fucking nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't matter if it was... You know, remember those telephones? I remember... Oh, because I'm going to tell a quick story.
You're talking about the ones on the wall where you have to do...
No. Like the bat phone, right? So it was the whole... It was the whole
you
unit.
You could still swing it by the cord.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
The cord hurt worse than the unit?
No, it wasn't even that. It was,
God, all my ex-girlfriends like lied to me.
They grabbed... No, she... What I got... was she grabbed the phone once. She grabbed the phone, and I'll tell you why. And so I got like 3 minutes to tell this quick story.
Go.
So I made friends with one of the kids down the road. All right. And like we were out playing, and in the back corner of the yard, there was a fence in the back, but not in the front. So we were playing, and this kid, I can't remember his name, he pulled his pants down, he took a shit in the back corner, and then he asked me to go in and get him a paper towel, and I was like, why?
Not even TP?
No, he's going, get me a paper towel. So I ran in, get a paper towel, and, I was asked why. I said, I don't know. He just asked me to do it. So I went in and grabbed a paper towel, and I went back there, and I hand him, like, three paper towels that I ripped off the roll. I just grabbed them more than, you know.
You just grabbed.
Yeah. Just pulled, and I had no idea what he was doing. He had his pants, like, he was squatting in the back corner. But here's the thing. It was in the backyard, and my grandparents were having like a happy hour party.
Oh, shit.
So they had people over, and they fucking saw him doing it. So they see him squatting, and I have no, like, you know, I'm like 10 or 11 at the time. And so I come out there with the paper towels, and he leaves the shit paper towels there. And then, like, I get my ass reamed, and I still have no idea why. And so I come to find out, like, my uncle was in town visiting. He's like, "You realize your friend just took a shit in the back?" And I was like, "I don't know what that is." And he's like, so he explained to me, and like, I was mortified because I had no idea what was going on. Like, I'm going in, I'm an accessory to backyard shitting. I'm an accessory at this point. And I have no idea what's going on, because he's like a year or two older than me. And, like, I was the guy who drove the getaway toilet paper, you know?
Okay, do we have time for one comment?
Yeah, make the comment, and then we gotta cut it for a minute.
So, all I'm gonna say is that you New Yorkers are so fancy.
Yeah, it was a shitty situation.
Yeah, no, we just go into the porch.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
We didn't do the go grab a towel thing.
Well, yeah. You guys go into the... You guys take a shit under the porch and the dog eats it because he thinks he's going to get beat for putting it there.
Wow. I was just trying to...
Yeah, no, I know.
Because I'm from Nebraska, and then you just turned that into a whole, like, Nebraska beatdown thing. So, well,
I'm a stubborn prick.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know. All right, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break here.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
All right.
We need to. We have to, actually. It's contractually obligated.
Do I have to poop?
I don't know. Let me get some paper towels. Okay. Hang on. All right, so my next question, Christopher. I got a couple of questions. I'm actually wondering this. What hobby would you learn if money and time was not an issue?
Pottery.
Really?
Yeah.
That was pretty quick.
Well, because I know it. I can make clay.
Okay.
I can dig clay.
Okay.
I can make pots. And in fact, like, there were...
And you got an infatuation with Patrick Swayze?
No. There were several...
That would be my main motivating factor.
...students when I was in college that were not happy with me when I would raise up a form.
Okay.
About... a foot high, and then I would ruin it by squeezing too hard and making the whole thing go wonky. And that was my thing.
Fair enough. So you were a stubborn prick.
I wouldn't say stubborn at that point. I would say arrogant.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I would raise up a form... like a nice vase.
Vase.
Flowers.
Vase.
And then I would squeeze too hard to where the clay would go a little bit too weak, and then it would wrinkle the whole thing.
Okay.
So I'd have a nice symmetrical form coming up, and then... I would wrinkle the whole thing, and they would be pissed because they couldn't raise a form half that high.
Okay, so let me modify the question. Like, I'm gonna modify the question then.
Yeah, go ahead.
What hobby would you learn that you don't know?
Oh.
If time and money was not a factor.
Metallurgy.
Okay, be more specific. Like blacksmithing or... Or like alloys, like making different alloys, or would you actually like...
No, metallurgy, like I'd be learning how to blacksmith.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That'd be fun.
You got the muscles.
Well, I mean...
You do have the muscles.
To a point.
I've seen you without a shirt on. And if I was gay, I'd be down until, you know, you open your mouth.
Oh, to talk or just open my mouth?
To talk. Which is funny, because, like, I actually enjoy doing this talk show with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. Like, you're I love you, man, but your social skills are... Yeah, that's on camera now, by the way.
Yeah, you know. I know. No, like
blacksmithing. Yeah, no, that's pretty neat.
It's right along the same vein.
Oh, is that a metal joke?
Hey, it could be.
Oh, do you know why I say that? Or are you just laughing because I laugh?
No, I'm saying vein because of veins of metal.
Yes. Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Long distance high five. All right.
Look at that. Like, I've always liked working with things that, like, I mean...
Are difficult?
Well, yeah, but once you master that technique, it's not difficult. It's simply a formula.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. So, like, I enjoy, like... my brain is too weird to contemplate right now, I guess.
Well, let's cut you open, see what's inside.
Alright, so...
hang on, I got my knife. No, I'll leave that there.
Yeah.
No, I do get it. I do understand,
but,
though.
But there is a process to all of that is learnable. Right, so you can learn to
everything. Everything's blacksmith. Learnable.
Well, but like, there's a process that's very formulaic.
Good word, actually.
And so,
is that actually a word?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you meant.
Formulaic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Form.
You don't have to spell it. I know what you mean by the word, but I believe you when you tell me it's a word.
It's a word, but like. Anything from ceramics to metallurgy to blacksmithing, like, there's always a process to it that you can actually learn. And yeah, I mean,
even making printed circuit boards to put in computers. There's a formula.
They do that on paper now.
Yes, I know.
Like UNL actually. There was a student there who made a formula for ink to print on regular paper that was, what's the word? Electro...
It's got to be conductive.
Yeah.
It's got to have some metal in there. It's got to be conductive.
Yeah, but he made the ink to be able to be basically print circuit boards.
That's actually pretty badass. On paper.
Like, I mean, that's fucking amazing. So, yeah, there's always a formula to learning what you want to make. Right?
Certainly.
And now we'll go back. I have a fine arts degree, and that's fine, and that's whatever.
It's also arts.
Yeah, it's also arts. But
I'm sorry, I could not resist. I will
stand behind the fact that I can teach you how to draw.
Right.
Because it's a learned talent. It is, you know, you put 10,000 hours into anything, and you can do it. And
yeah, but what if I don't have 10,000 hours or the natural talent?
Well, the natural
talent... Then I'm not drawing.
The natural talent, I don't care about.
Okay.
Because I have literally put... over that into my ability to sketch something that I see.
And I've seen your sketches, as a matter of fact, and I'm actually impressed.
So I mean you can look at something and you can do that for 10,000 hours, look at the same thing. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but like you could theoretically look at the same thing for 10,000 hours, try to make that same mark on the paper.
Right.
And eventually you'll get it right to the point where you can literally define that negative and positive space, and that's it. Like, you could get there.
No, I get anyone. Yeah, and you know, it's funny, when I was in high school in art class, I learned about stippling. And millions of basically being a human dot matrix printer.
Yep.
And oh my God, my ability to draw heightened, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
It got a lot better. But here's the thing. Like, that's the only way I could draw. So, I mean, I spent hours and hours, like, just drawing.
But that's your personality.
I drew squares. At the same time. And I was just, it was shading and, yeah, but
That is literally your personality at the same time as the stippling.
Yeah, like, quite possibly. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Because you were
so meticulous about things. That you can figure the dark and light, and you can figure all of that by putting a dot here,
yeah,
a dot here, like
yeah, one dot at a time. When you
slow it down like that, like people think you're nuts. There is a fuck. It's at the Chicago Institute of Art. And it's A Day at the Lake is the title of the piece. And I've seen it since I was in high school. And it's this, just like this, you know, mid-19th century picture of this, these people enjoying a day at the lake. Right? You know, women with parasols and just they're wandering this hill and you can see Michigan, Lake Michigan in the background. And so when you see it in these books for years and years, it's, okay, somebody did stippling, right?
Okay.
But when you see it in person, it literally takes up from that corner of the room to that corner of the room, and it's like 8 foot tall.
Oh, wow.
And when you say stippling is not only the little dots, but it's also dashes. Okay, so you're talking like centimeter long dashes.
Okay, so
along with the dots that make up the shading and...
So it's like stippling is like dots and hatching at the same time.
Yeah. And when you see it in person.
I don't know how I came up with that term, but.
Hatching is correct.
Yes, I know yeah. It's correct. I just don't know why I remember it.
But, I mean, it's like 6 to 8 foot tall by like 10 to 12 feet wide. And when you see it in person, like it's literally that wall behind you. It's that big. And then you realize that's why it took that guy 12 years to make it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking phenomenal.
Well, you got to respect that. I mean, that's like, do you ever start something and after like a week, you're like, ah, fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, everybody does that all the time.
But a 12-year project, you got to respect that.
And to the point where he was not getting paid for it at that point.
No, he was doing it because he wanted to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. It really is.
Okay, so you had a couple more questions?
Yeah, I got an...
Because I have no idea. My board says IDK.
IDK. Show the camera your board. Yeah. Show the camera's up here.
Yeah. In parentheses, I don't know.
I, me, myself, and I. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. I'm going to do a short one, and then we can take another break so the camera can rejuvenate itself and not die.
Oh, it's charging.
Right. No, it's not charging. That's the problem.
Oh.
I started, and the light went up on the screen. And,
come on. Come on.
No, okay.
Left foot, right just foot. Push,
okay.
Left foot, right
all
right,
foot. So
left foot, right foot.
Which one of these? Which one of these is more appropriate? Oh, yeah. I like this one. This is actually this is a good one. How do you handle? This is going to span, so I'll ask the question, we'll talk about it, and then we'll take a break, and then come back and finish more of it. How do you, personally, how do you handle rejection? So, I don't know why you're laughing, Chris.
Oh, my life.
Actually, no, yeah, but here's the thing. I don't want to know. Breathe. It's okay. We're gonna start slow. Okay. I wanna know. Okay,
hold it.
Well, yeah, you handle rejection by holding it.
No.
Yeah, okay. That just happened. All right, so I've got
the question.
We'll start with work. How do you handle rejection from work?
How do I handle rejection from work?
Yeah. So
let's say
let's sum it down. How you want a day off, or you want to? Oh no, you actually have a okay. Go ahead.
I have a pretty good job where I can say, "Hey, boss,
I'm doing this.
I need this day off." As long as there is enough leeway, like as long as there's not something going on that we're doing, I have that option.
Yeah.
But let's say that I have an idea at work that could potentially
revolutionize.
Well, I mean, it could make things go faster.
You think it could make money.
Right. And I'll suggest that, and let's say it gets shot down. Now, for the most part, I'll ask why.
Okay.
Because I want to know.
Yeah. No. If I have a good idea and it doesn't get used, right. I want to know why.
Right. I'll say, well, you know, we could do this, and it's in my position at my job. It's never no. It's never a straight negative, just like outright no. It's a
okay.
It's well, we could do that, but if we do it this way, this is better. Or
and that's why I like him.
Right.
Yeah, not gonna use his name.
My boss.
Not gonna use his name, but he's a smart guy.
It's straightforward.
He really is.
It's one of those deals where, like, if I have an idea about something at the job, I have no fear in voicing that idea because it's either gonna be yes or no.
But he does it politely.
And if it's a no, I can say, well, why not? And it will be explained to me why this is a good idea or a bad idea, or why this will make money or why this will not.
Okay,
handling rejection. I'm very fortunate in my job.
He lets you down, like he puts a pillow under your head and then just lays you down.
It's not a rejection. It's a yeah, we could do that, but
no, it is a rejection.
Well,
you say, "I want. Let's do this," and he's basically saying, "Fuck you," but nicely.
it's not a straight rejection. It's like a, well, we could do that, but if we do it that way, then these are the negative repercussions. If we do it this way, these are the positive. So I'm always learning.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. No, I mean,
I'm fortunate in my job area. Now, how do I handle rejection? Not well.
Well, no, but so I've got this. How do you handle rejection? And then I've got like from different sources.
So my job.
And great. So that.
Yeah.
So from your job, great. Okay. From actually, how do you handle rejection? As a customer.
Fuck you.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm right.
Hi. The customer is never wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know, with my job, you know how I look at that? People say the customer's always right. And I look at them in deadpan, and I say, yeah, you're right. Because the customer's always right. But the bartender decides who's a customer.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't envy your job because, like, I mean, people are going to come up to you all day long, and they're going to go, "Why is this way?" And you're like,
I always tell them, you know, I don't say left or right. I just row the boat. That's what I do.
Right. And so, like, I do have.
Do you want more beer?
One small thing to add to, like, and it's. From what I do and from what you do.
Yeah. Because we deal with the public. We do. Yeah.
And when somebody comes up and they offer you...
And fuck them. They're just rude.
Stupid deal. They're fucking rude.
Stubborn pricks.
Yeah. Stubborn pricks. Whatever. Like, you know, like, I don't... I mean, you don't get this like I do. But, like, they're like, well, I'll give you... X amount of money for Y amount of service, or X amount of money for Y.
Every now and again, I will.
Right, but like, I mean, in my business, like people haggle all the time, and that's fine.
Right,
but like
you deal in antiques.
I just fucking kill them with kindness when.
They're
rude, right? When somebody is rude,
like you put that big ass fucking smile on your face,
grin on your face. And you're like, no,
I would love to help you.
I would really like to do that, but I just can't.
I don't have the power.
I yeah, exactly.
I don't. This
I work for a guy. And
this doesn't belong to me.
He gives me a certain amount of leeway, and I just can't do it. I'm
sorry. You went below it, so you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Yeah.
But what they don't realize is that. Sometimes I do have that power. I do have that.
Yeah, they don't know it, but you do.
They were a dick.
Yeah. Like, yeah, don't fuck with. Like, just. I mean, honestly.
And so you just,
like, seriously,
smile
be
and
nice.
Say, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. And every time they counteract you, you just tell them you can't with a smile on your face.
You know what's funny?
The reason you're smiling is because you know that you could.
Well, but here's the thing then. You know, sorry, I just can't. Sorry, I just can't. Sorry, I just can't. I won't. Throw one of those in there. And you know, maybe somebody'll realize something. They're not going to.
See, if I work for myself,
I've dealt with enough people.
If I work for myself, I'd tell them where to go. But I have somebody
to go to the next booth.
Well, I have somebody else's reputation that I
represent, and it's the same guy with the same name.
Yeah,
our bosses have the same name.
They do.
So, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break here and come back and riff a bit about my next question.
Miss you.
Okay, hey, we're back.
Yeah, so after dissecting ourselves, what's the last question here?
Oh, are you ready?
No. That last one left me emotionally devastated, so...
That was pretty deep. It was a good question. It was a good question. So I'll actually give you a I'll give you a choice between two questions.
Oh.
All right. So
Wait. When you say choice, does that mean I have to answer the next one on the next podcast?
No. You have I'll ask you two questions.
If you said yes.
No, I'll ask you two questions, and you tell them, you just answer one of them, and then we'll,
you know. Stuff your nose?
Yeah, I'm trying, man, I'm trying. I just went into a sneezing fit, and now I got, yeah. You know. So, I'll ask you two questions.
You sound like me with a heart on. Not untrue.
Oh my god!
Come on!
If I didn't have like a can of beer, I might smack you the shit out of.
No, your nose would overthrow you, you'd overbalance, and you fall to the ground, and that's on video now.
It's a good point. All right, so I'm going to ask you two questions. And you can answer one of them. We got about 10 minutes to do this. So the first question is,
oh, I'm just swallowing the bile. It's okay.
Yes, no, I get that. So the first question is, when you hand somebody your phone, how how stressed are you?
Me?
Yeah, so when you hand somebody your phone, like, hey, look at this picture, how stressed are you that they're going to scroll either right or left?
Okay, well, so what's the next question?
So you're sweating bullets when you hand somebody your phone, is what you're telling me.
No. Because either A, they know me, or B, their family, and I did not hand them my phone.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Bad question.
Like, for me, like, everybody knows my phone combination. Everybody knows.
Yeah, it's 12345.
Yeah, it's the...
It's
code on luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some idiot would have... Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like, if I'm handing somebody my phone, like, I'm either handing them, like, the literal Google Pictures camera, where they're not going to find shit, or I'm handing them my phone knowing that they could look at all of the porn, and I still wouldn't care.
Yeah, because you own that shit.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? It's the human body. It's a pretty thing. Get over it.
Or on it, or in it, as...
Or spank it, or foot it, or whatever anyway. The fuck you want to do.
So, I'm just got clearing my throat here. Alright, so on
to... on to the next question.
Yeah, that was a bad question to ask.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about
fuck,
that one.
You sick fuck. No, I was. I actually was. I was thinking.
You were
about
thinking
you.
About yourself on that question.
No.
Would you hand your mom your phone?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Unlocked?
Yep. Because they have apps that hide that shit.
Yeah, no, I don't have apps that would hide that shit, and I'd still have my mom's phone.
Yeah, because she's probably... Is she...
She wouldn't be cool with it at all.
She's savvy enough to...
Find it? No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, okay. So, with that question aside, since you sidestepped it so well, my next question is, what is your romantic deal breaker?
Romantic deal breaker.
Yeah, so,
gosh, there's so many.
So, I'm gonna clarify, or actually...
There are many.
I know. I'm not clarify. Clarify is, it was the wrong word for me to use. going to narrow it down to a couple of topics, three to be exact, and you can choose one of them. And then,
can I answer all of them?
I don't know. I mean, you probably could. All right. You probably could.
Go.
All right. So, what is your romantic deal breaker? the first one is it physically / aesthetically? Is it a personality issue? Or is it a habit that he, she, or it may have?
Yes.
Okay, good. thank you for tuning in. And no, seriously. Okay, so no, which one of, which one of those is most appropriate for you to discuss?
Okay, so physically, I'm a not very large man.
Not even remotely.
Yeah. So I don't like to be...
beaten?
God, how do you phrase that? Like, I don't like to be overpowered in bed.
All right, so I'll be gentler next time.
That's not saying that I have a claustrophobia issue too. So like,
well, you have a claustrophobia issue with putting something small into something small.
No, I have a claustrophobia issue of putting something into small into something small. And then being, you know, I don't like not being able to move.
Okay, so I will reconfigure my sex dungeon.
Yeah, so what were the other questions?
Oh, my God. Physically and aesthetically.
Oh, aesthetically, I like to...
What is a deal breaker?
A deal breaker?
Yeah.
Aesthetically? They have to be prettier than I am.
That's every woman ever.
Okay.
Okay, so physically, no. Is
physically, I don't like to be pillowed to death.
Pillowed? He said pillowed. Like, I don't know what pillowed is, but this guy just said fucking pillowed.
Yep.
You know what? You just
I
did.
Verbed a noun.
Bitch. Yeah, exactly. You just did moms. Hang on.
I explained
that is the mom. That is the mom's superpower.
Like I have.
Like they can turn verbs into nouns. Like
so.
Hey, mom. Can I have a cookie?
I have a claustrophobic issue. Like if somebody's bigger than I am, and I'm sorry, I'm not. That's not a physical thing.
Remember who's sitting right across from you.
But like I get claustrophobic and it's a bad deal. It's like when my knee locks up during sex, it's a bad deal.
Wait, your knee locks up during sex or kickstarting a motorcycle what?
No, it pops and then it hurts and then I can't move and then in the middle of things that's just annoying.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at your explanation.
No, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't. I was so small as a kid. Like, and
you're so small as an adult,
right? And I didn't get any bigger, but they all did. They got bigger. But no, like, I don't know, like. I was tickled as a child, and, like, I would, like, curl in on myself, and then whoever was doing it...
Yeah, I might tickle you here in a bit.
...an adult, and, like, they were much bigger than I was always, and, like, it freaked me out, and I would get claustrophobic, and I would, like, flip the fuck out. So, like, I don't, like... it's not a physical thing. Like, I don't mind bigger ladies. It's just, like, I just don't like to be outweighed
in bed. Like, I'm sorry. No, don't laugh. That's not funny because...
No, it's funny not. Because I'm 260 pounds and I don't like to be outweighed in bed.
Dude, you're 260 pounds and you outweigh me by 130. Like...
I hate you now.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry. It's okay. You don't have to. Don't be sorry.
It's just a thing. Like, and I'm upset. I am. Like, I don't like thinking about it. Like, it's just like when I just.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, no.
That's actually not why I brought it up. I know. Okay, yes, I am, but I didn't. Not with the intention. You didn't
realize.
Yes. It was an unintentional asshole.
Okay, what was the other question?
Passive secondary side product of.
What was the other question?
Okay,
let's move on from the Chris being a pansy thing.
Okay, so another personality. What is a romantic deterrent? So we went through physical and aesthetic. So now we're at personality, and the next one is habit.
Okay, so we're on habit, or
no? We're on whatever you want to be on, man. Personality was next. Habits, just the way personally? I wrote it. You can go habit first, and yeah, don't be a dick, be a dude. I get it.
Yeah, and not even like dude in a. Masculine manner, just like don't be a dick, like don't be a bitch, don't be a cunt, like
okay, yeah,
seriously, no, I totally like, get and it. I hate that word, but I was in college and I dated
yeah, college a is a bad word,
straight up cunt,
yeah,
and to the point where like we were driving at lunchtime to go home and have lunch,
okay,
off campus, and. It was raining, much like it has been here for the like last, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And somebody was standing on the side of the road, like not even a road, it was a block in Lincoln. And I was like, well, they're pretty close to the curb. And this woman was driving, not me. And
well, I hope not you. You said it was a woman driving.
Yeah, no, she didn't move to the side and just straight up hit all of the water sitting right by the curb and splashed them on purpose.
Oh, that is a shit thing to do.
And I said, "Whoa, what are you doing?"
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, no, I said, "Whoa, what are you doing?" And she said. Well, if they didn't want to get splashed, they wouldn't have stayed so close. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And I went, oh, okay. I mean, you know, you touched my penis. So
That's
a fair trade.
Wait.
Oh, did I not mention that it was the woman I lost my virginity to?
Okay, no, I was just hoping it was a random Uber.
No. No, yeah. No, we were watching Shallow Hal and were so bored that she took my virginity.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a horrible movie,
by the way. Wait, where'd she take it?
Don't
answer
that. Into her vagina. And
don't. Stop. Oh, that's even worse. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I stopped myself twice. Oh. Dead honest.
Oh. Man.
Yeah. Like I said, she was a cunt.
Yeah, well, no shit. You know, shit happens. I mean, yeah. I've been there.
I mean, it's
I've
whatever. Yeah. I don't think you've been there, but you've been close.
Well, I might have been there. What was her name? I'm kidding. No, don't tell me her name. I haven't been there.
Brandy.
With an I or a Y?
I.
Moving on.
Can you tell me how she spelled her last name?
Moving on.
Because that's
moving on. Because
nobody spelled the last
name. Moving on. Habit. What is a habit? moving on. We never had this conversation. What is a habit that has turned you off from the opposite sex?
Nope.
Sir. Nope.
Haven't found one yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a weird fucking dude. Like, I know there's got to be something there.
I mean, I'm sure there is. To be. I'm sure there is. Has to but be. Literally, I've been with, like, what, 8 women? So, yeah, I haven't found one yet that turns me off.
I've been with 8 women at the same time. There has to be something that turns you off about somebody. Like, it's somebody that you might be romantically inclined to ask at some point when they're asleep and can't hear you.
Oh, like you're thinking I'm going to ask somebody things.
Yeah, like what turns you off about, like, somebody that you like? Like, what turns you off about them that you don't want to ask them? Like,
oh, being a dick. No, dead honest. Like,
yeah, okay, all right.
Don't
so,
be an asshole, and I'll still fuck you.
Okay, I will change my ways.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. But no, like, honestly, like, I've never been in the situation to
where you were dictating terms.
Well, I mean, yes and no, but like, I mean, like, there's, whenever I've been sexually attracted to somebody,
yeah,
there's a lot more than just the physical that goes into it. So, like, if I am sexually attracted to you, then that there's more to it, and I've evaluated you at this point,
right?
And so, if you're physically attractive,
so your performance evaluation would say,
You're not a dick. Like,
okay, that would be it. That's fine. Like, that's fine.
If you're a dick, if you're a racist, if you're, you know, a misogynist as a female, I get it. That sounds weird, but it happens.
So, like, so I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna do manager hands, right? Like, I'm gonna do this. All right. All right. So, why should I hire you?
We've already gone over this.
No, I get it.
Did you forget?
No.
Well, then.
But the fact of the matter is.
If you have not forgotten, then.
The fact of the matter is, like. Like, then you don't be, hire don't, me. Don't be a dick is pretty broad. I mean, it really is. Like, okay, all right, hey, you know what? You got a really nice ass. Just, could you not be a cunt so much? Like, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if they're predisposition to be, you know, a rotten bitch, or even not even a complete rotten bitch, just, you know, like a run-of-the-mill,
I've only made that mistake once.
Well, then you're a lot smarter than I have been. Because, yeah, I've made that mistake countless times.
I've literally only made that mistake once. And that has been the foregoing that maybe why I've only had 7 partners since, like,
okay, no, but the habits that these people keep, like,
okay, so if somebody was a total slob,
okay, that I totally get, that's a deal breaker. I mean, I'm like a half a slob.
Well, I'm not saying deal breaker.
Well, that,
I'm just
that,
saying that's that something was, to talk about.
That was the question, though. Like, what's a deal breaker?
Right. No, I know.
Like, and I get it because I'm half a slob. Like,
but it's been so long.
All my shit. No, I know. Like, but what I'm saying is, like, all my shit's like all over the place, but I know exactly where everything is, and I know what it's underneath, and I know exactly where to find it.
You know what's clean, what's not. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the smell test. But
no, like, I mean, I can get beyond that. It's just the fact that, like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be
an asshole to another human being purely for the reason of being an asshole. Anything else, I can probably get around. I can probably work with any physical thing, if you're a nice person, if you genuinely like me, like, there are certain things that just I cannot abide.
Understandable.
And that's the dude in me. Like,
totally understandable.
Don't be an asshole. Like, don't disrespect other people. Like, that at this point in my life, and when I was younger, I was naive, and it happened, and it's whatever. But, like, don't disrespect people. You know, don't be a total douchebag to be a total douchebag. Like,
yeah, don't,
you know,
do it.
There are certain
doing
reasons,
it.
But like, just don't, you know, don't be that person that is just a dick. Like, respect others, respect boundaries,
yeah,
and just be nice. Like, be a genuine person. And well, for the most part, you know, my dick will get hurt at some point.
Very, wow. I was gonna say, very well said.
I mean,
on that note, we're gonna take a quick break here.
Oh, I thought we were done after this.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna take a quick break before we're done.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we're gonna end this tonight, and you know, we really, 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 really appreciate everybody that listens. We welcome ideas, we welcome your feedback, we welcome everything, and we appreciate your time. You can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and many more. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your... Well, shit. Thank you for your time. Time is money. We really appreciate everything. We love you.